New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and we have
hello.
Such wonderful and fascinating hello, hello people on the program. And joining us now is Wendy Coulter. She is a medical intuitive, a master healer, and a clairvoyant for more than 15 years. She is one of the very few medical intuitive trainers in the U.S. She's based in Los Angeles and has effectively taught doctors, nurses, psychologists, therapists, energy workers, and health professionals how to use medical intuition in their practice. As a matter of fact, in the mid-1980s, she participated in Louise Hay's renowned intimate living room healing sessions. Now, I definitely want to hear about that. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Andrea. Very happy to be here.
It's so great. So great to have you on. Okay, so I mentioned your subtitle, the master healer, a clairvoyant, a medical intuitive. Break those down. Tell us what that means.
Well, medical intuitive is a very unique skill set that uses a visual intuitive sense to scan the body, scan the energy systems, and look for blockages and, imbalances, illness, and disease, and to really dialogue with the body and the energy systems on what the best way forward is. So it's a fascinating skill and a fascinating practice. Master healer, very much like energy healers all over the world, I have my own modality. And it's called Biofield Balance Energy Healing. It's not unlike some of the other well-known modalities, pranic healing, Qigong, Reiki, things like that, healing touch. There's a lot of wonderful modalities out there, but that is a separate skill than
It's called Biofield Balance? Sorry, to repeat that. Biofield Balance? Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, that's my particular modality that I've developed over the years. That is a skill of energy healing, where I'm going to go in and I'm going to remove energetic blocks in the physical body and the energy field. And that's the sort of the basic understanding of energy work, is that you shift and remove energetic blocks so people can have an experience of being without whatever their issue is for that period of time. And it raises a lot of more ability for people to heal. But I will tell you, a lot of energy healers report that their clients come back time and time again with the same issue, and they're not healing. And that is an interesting thing, and that's where medical intuition comes in. Because as a medical intuitive, before I even give anybody a healing, and maybe the healing isn't the right modality for them, I'm going to look at their body, and I'm going to ask, what's going on? Why is there a chronic issue? Why is there an acute issue? What do they need to heal properly? And there's a lot of information in that question and that answer right there we can get into. But
so
that is,
do you need to be in the same room as somebody?
No, not at all. No.
Oh, interesting.
I do most of my work over the phone. Yeah, I do it over the phone at a distance, and I work with people all over the world. So it's a terrific modality for that.
And are you working on, do you see chakras? Is that it? Like you're like, oh, that a chakra is blocked? Or is it literally, you had mentioned before, illness? So you could see if somebody has some type of, let's say, heart issue or whatever that is?
Yes. So there's two steps to it. The first one is looking at the physical body, and it's very much like looking at a real-time MRI. That's kind of how I describe it. I'm going to look at your physical body systems. If it's a heart issue, I'm going to look at the whole cardiovascular system, literally like I'm looking at a body in real time. A lot of people get squeamish and go, oh, my gosh, that sounds horrible. But actually, it's really fascinating, and it and you learn a lot because your body organs and your body systems really have a lot of information for you. Some people kind of intuitively get that anyway when they have something going on. But most of the time when there's some major imbalance or something, a lot of people are in heavy emotional fear or concern or worry, difficult for them to tap in themselves. And that's what a medical intuitive will do. And so what I can do is I can look at the physical body systems just to see, you know, how the cardiovascular system is working. Is there any plaque in the arteries? Is there any, you know, are the valves working properly in the heart? Things like that, and how the systems are working together. You know, how is the immune system functioning with this particular issue? How is the endocrine system? Hmm. So it really is this holistic view of body systems. And the second part is looking at the energy anatomy, which you said very well with chakras. There's the chakra system. There's also the aura and the auric field.
Right. So
a medical intuitive will also look at least how I do it and how I train people, is to look at the chakra system as well as the auric field and see where imbalances are there. And that is really the gist of the training program in terms of the nuts and bolts of what people learn. And that's called scanning, physical system body scanning and energetic field scanning.
Wendy, for people who are, who might be skeptical, who are listening and going, you know, I don't believe it, which, by the way, my mother dated a medical intuitive, as I mentioned earlier, a long time ago, so I'm a little bit familiar with it. Can you share some stories of how you've helped people?
Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, over the years, everybody collects stories, and all my students have amazing stories, too. And one of these days, I need to write a book about all the stories because
definitely.
It's fascinating to see all this. Yeah. So one story I like to talk about is because it really does kind of outline how the bottom line of why we do this in the first place. And that is to see not just in the physical body or the energy anatomy what's going on, but also where this thing started. The main tenet of energy medicine and certainly mind-body medicine is to find out where the roots of this issue came from so that healing can actually take place. And that is the missing piece here in medicine, certainly, and in a lot of energy work, I feel, as well. So one great example of this is, and I tell the story a lot because it's such a powerful example of how the body works and holds on to things. A wonderful woman in her 40s came to me, and she had severe tendonitis, and she'd had it for about a month, and she had no idea how she got it. It was just came out of the blue, right? And so she asked me to take a look at it, and what I saw from a medical intuitive perspective was a lot of inflamed tendons, right? Underneath the tendons, I saw a scar in the bone, looked like a heel fracture. And also caught in the wrist was a lot of heavy emotion and like heartbreak and grief and sorrow and emotional pain. Now, when I look at someone's physical body or their energy field, I'm going to look for the events in their life that occurred that are relevant to this issue. And what popped up was a visual, like a little movie, how I see things, of her life where she was about 20 years old. She was playing tennis with her boyfriend. She tripped and fell on the court and broke her wrist, and that was the bone scar that I saw. Hmm. Now, that wasn't the only information. There was another scene from her wrist that showed her in the hospital immediately after getting her wrist taped up and her boyfriend breaking up with her right there in the hospital
Aww.
Room.
So,
what? Yeah.
Very nice.
So,
wow. You can't play tennis
only...
anymore. Goodbye.
Yeah, I know, right? So not only was her wrist holding all this, you know, physical pain and trauma of the fracture, but it was also holding the grief and heartbreak of this breakup that happened at the same time. Now, when I told her what I saw, she said, well, an aha moment happened for her. And she said, I'm going through a really painful breakup right now in her life, 20 years later or so. And her wrist, because there was unresolved grief, along with this
started
physical,
reacting
exactly, and that's really not uncommon for a medical intuitive to see that. That's kind of the part of the a big part of the training. So I will say that there's more to the story. Her wrist wasn't done showing me images from her life, and the next image I saw was her about 5 years old in a dark closet space. It looked like raising the same arm for protection and a cane coming down and impacting, hitting her right there on the wrist at age 5. And she said, my mentally ill mother used to lock her in a closet and beat her with a cane. So Aww. In that wrist was a historical, from her life, another incident, a very powerful trauma of fear and grief and pain, physically and emotionally, that was also being stored in the wrist.
Wow.
Now, yeah, and that's, I'm about to tell you, that's a very similar story to what I see in people's energy. A lot of trauma from childhood or from times in their life, and we don't realize that these things have an impact on us as we, you know, as we go through life. We just think there it is, symptom in the moment, but really not. So what was interesting about this one, too, is that she actually had a memory. She knew these two incidents. A lot of times I'll see things that people they're kind of blocked, or they're from very early life, so they don't have a physical memory of it. Mm-hmm. They can't recover that memory, but it's there in their energy. And what it does is it puts the puzzle pieces together for people, so that they can affect a deeper healing. And the outcome of this is that I checked in with her about a week later, and I said, "How are you doing?" And she said, "Oh, it was gone in like 24, 48 hours. She said within 2 days, it was completely gone. So something in her energy was able to shift and release of this ancient sort of trauma for her in her life. And she
That's
had,
amazing.
Had,
That is. Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, too, do you think it's the healing that you did on her, or is the fact that she became more aware of it so she was able to process it, or both?
Well, both. And to be honest, I didn't use my modality on her. I didn't do a biofield balance energy healing because her wrist told me that it didn't need that. And what it needed was a little bit of acupuncture, which, was recommended by her wrist, and some ice and a lot of rest. And what I asked the wrist, well, what can she do to shift this? That's the last question I usually ask. And the wrist said it's an emotional issue. She needs to release this somehow energetically. And she did, without me even saying another word. So this is some of the values of medical intuition, is to sort of pinpoint where the best, and I don't diagnose, and I can only look and assess and tell people what I see and tell them they absolutely must check with their doctors and their healthcare providers.
Of course, because,
that's critical. So that's what her wrist says.
Yeah. So you're saying that you teach this now. So how do you teach someone to become a medical? Because I was always under the impression that you're born with a gift, but you're saying that people can learn this. How do they do that?
Yeah, great question. Actually, after teaching this for so many years, almost 10 years, I absolutely firmly know from my own sense of knowing here that everyone is born with it. We all are born intuitive.
Really?
It's just that we think about it. We live in a society that doesn't value intuition. In fact, it usually squashes it, and people are told from a young age that, they're telling stories or, ignoring them. This is a really common experience, even for very seasoned intuitive, to have a history where they just can't talk about it because it's a bit of a taboo subject. So there are several kinds of intuition out there, and I can talk about that if you want, but everybody can recognize themselves in some of that, meaning we all get gut feelings or hunches, And when we get those gut feelings and hunches, we have to recognize that that is actually your intuitive senses at work. So some people can get skilled in that, and actually everyone can get skilled in it. I teach a method of visual intuition, which I was talking about, watching those little movies, someone's energy. That's a visual skill set, using your mind's eye. And if you have an imagination, you can learn this. And if you dream and you remember your dreams, as some people do, and most people do, you can do this. And everybody has an imagination. Everybody can visualize.
Now, is there any science behind it, Wendy?
Oh, gosh. Yes. There's a ton of science, and I'm laughing because you're asking me the one question I don't have any qualification to answer.
No, but I think it's important to ask. So people listening might think, I'd like to say it because what I'm noticing now is that there is science behind recently meditation, right? We know that it can change our gene expression. We know that, there's science behind a lot of energy medicine. So that's why I want to ask that question because, I mean, I believe in it, but I just want to know from, for people who are listening who may be a little skeptical again, what the science says.
Yeah. There are many groups out there studying the phenomenon of intuition and intuitive states and energy work. There's a lot of peer-reviewed, evidence-based, information out there on energy work. And this is a form, you could call it, I'm accessing energy, therefore, I'm using a visual technique rather than a hands-on or, using my hands to move and shift energy. I'm visually looking at it. And that, there are some studies out there. There hopefully will be more studies out there. I'm working with a couple of groups to try to advance this idea of funding for more studies on medical intuition specifically. and the efficacy rate and the accuracy rate, which is quite high, just anecdotally, quite high, in the upper 90s. So, I would say there are a couple of groups out there I would absolutely connect with for people who are interested in finding out about the science of intuition. One is a group called ION, Institute of Noetic Sciences, and I will be doing a talk there at their conference in July. They're phenomenal. They've been around for a very long time, and they've been studying intuitive states and for many years, and they have a lot of information on their website. The other group is down in San Diego. It's called the Consciousness and Healing Initiative, CHI, another wonderful group of scientists. These are all scientists.
And no, it's great. I think
online,
it's a great...
Yeah. If people want to look online for quantum field study, you'll find a lot of stuff out there. And you just have to sift through for the science-based ones. But there's a good deal of that going on right now. Bruce Lipton, if you know his work, The Biology of Belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sure.
Wrote a phenomenal book on the subject. And Deepak Chopra has written great books. A lot of very prominent scientists and doctors are really exploring this now.
So you don't have to have been a clairvoyant then, because I know that from reading about you, you had these abilities as a child, and it's something that
you still have.
Because if you're able to see those movies, isn't that something? And I know I'm asking a question Andrea asked, but I'm just really curious about whether you're born with it and how you can develop that without having those experiences.
Yeah, it's an extremely developable skill. It's teachable. I've been teaching it for about 10 years, and I haven't. Wow. Everybody learns it because it's a little bit like, I liken it to learning a new language or developing a muscle or, learning to play an instrument or something like that. And children are born with these natural abilities. You can pretty much tell by the time a kid is 6 or 7 years old sort of where they gravitate to. And some kids are really good at sports, and some are good at drawing, and some are good at music. And generally they're encouraged. But when a kid is good at, intuitive things, generally they're discouraged. So it's definitely learnable. I mean, I've taught some very powerful skeptics. Some people who are like, no way am I going to learn this. And then they find themselves reading and seeing things for strangers that they would have no prior knowledge of. And it's just a wonderful thing to develop for yourself.
Wendy, can you see yourself, in terms of being able to, if you see those movies, are you able to see it on your own self? Or is that your intuition saying, I need to check this or do that?
Both. Yes, of course I can. And that's part of what I teach is self-healing. As practitioners, we absolutely have to be able to work on our own energy. It's something I call energy hygiene, really. Keep your energy clean and balanced so that you have the skills not just to look at others, but also yourself. And to be totally honest, I do see that as a missing piece out there in the energy community, and even in the healthcare community. I mean, nurses and massage therapists don't have anything like this, and we're talking about self-care at its most, for the caretakers, for the caregivers. So it's really, really critical to learn that.
Is your course available online, or do you have to do it in person?
I don't teach online classes at this time because I feel very strongly that this kind of information works. People learn it most quickly and most efficiently and effectively in the classroom situation. And I will also say that my program is a fast-track program. In other words, people learn very quickly so that they can start to use it in their practices right away. And that was my goal when I started my program. There aren't that many programs out there. Most, in fact, I think all of them that I am aware of are online learning. And I just think it takes too long. Those programs are like 2 to 4 years. My entire program, level one, level two, is 8 months. And there's a master class series that's another, 4 week, 4 intensives. That's another 4 months if you choose to do it. Hmm. It's 1 weekend a month for 4 months. And then you can take the level two. That's another 1 weekend intensive month. And people fly in from all over the place to do these workshops.
Sure.
And yeah, that's just my perspective. I think people learn faster.
I think it's in-person is still great too. So I was just curious if people who lived out of the country or wanted to learn it elsewhere. So how do people get in touch with you? Sorry, go ahead.
And I will also say that I am absolutely, I've traveled to locations to teach, and I'm very happy to do that. And if people have a large enough group, I will absolutely set up a retreat or a program outside of California, you know, Los Angeles. People, the best ways to get in touch with me is on my website, and that's The Practical Path. One word, The Practical Path, all one word, .com.
Awesome. You know,
I just want to ask you quickly, because I did tease this at the beginning, that you were involved with Louise Hay's Living Room Healing Sessions.
Quickly
tell us about that.
Oh my gosh, that was such a phenomenal experience. That's like one of my early life, you know, world tilts where you go, something's going on here. This was in the mid-80s, and a dear friend of mine was one of her assistants, and he said, why don't you come down to this thing? And she had these in her living room. This was before she really, you know, kind of exploded out onto the scene. This was in Santa Monica in her apartment. And she was working with the AIDS community at that time, doing a lot of healing work and guided visualizations and things like that. So there was a, you know, group of, I don't know, maybe 20 people or so. And we'd come together and we'd do these guided meditations. And she would walk us through. And then someone would lie down on the floor and we'd do just energy work of any kind. You know, we would just sort of use intention and prayer, and she had crystals, and oh man, it was so much fun and so interesting. And people would share their experience, people who had a healing. It was sort of like an early experimentation in the idea of how to heal, you know, using energy and thought. And she was, of course, the affirmation queen. So there was a lot of that kind of information. It was fascinating. It really taught me a good deal about, you know, other ways to use energy other than, you know, our five typical senses. And she wasn't teaching anything specific. She was just gathering people together and guiding them through a process. So it was pretty spectacular. I felt very, very privileged to be attending those.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing, Wendy. Well, before we end, I just want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, because without them, we wouldn't have our podcast, which we love so much and get to interview amazing people like yourself. So we want to give a big shout out to Natural Calm. They make magnesium, and you can learn more about magnesium at naturalvitality.com. And magnesium is super important for so many things, but especially when we're under stress and we deplete it. So taking our daily dose of magnesium is critical. So thank you, Natural Calm, for making it possible for us to bring this incredibly important information to our listeners. So Wendy, thank you very much for being our guest today. You know, I find it fascinating what you do, and one day I would like to take your course to learn how to do it to others, because I think it's incredible. Well,
the next one starts in September. I hope to see you there.
Exactly. There you go. Thank you. Well, thank you for being on our show today. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.